Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Have you ever had a reading with a psychic or medium, or wanted to ask them questions about their fascinating work? Well, I have, and it's really magical, helpful, and can be really healing. Today, I am delighted because we get to hear from my very favorite and very gifted medium, Jeanette Smith. Welcome, my dear.
Hello, my dear. Thank you for having me.
This is going to be easy to chat with you because I've chatted with you many times. It's like super, like, oh yeah, I'm chatting with a friend. I've come to you for several years for guidance. I've had you at my women's retreats, and I've also sent many clients to you that just rave about you. Everybody that's ever come to you has called me and just been in awe of their time with you. So I'm so excited to talk to you today. We're going to have a good time. So what I want to know is I want to kind of hear a little bit about your story, because I am always so fascinated with people's stories of how they got where they're at in life. And how did you get to be a full-time medium psychic? How did this happen, Jeanette?
It's amazing, isn't it? Well, thank you for, it's so good to see you, my dear. It's always good to see you. Yeah, I wasn't looking to do mediumship. That's a funny thing that how that came about. As a kid, I was always kind of aware of things going on with people that I had no logical way of knowing. So it used to scare me. So I'd be in my room at night and I would see like silhouettes of people. I'd see spirits in my room at night and I didn't understand it. And it would covers over my head. And so it was always there with me. My mother, she's in spirit now, but she was a medium. She didn't do professional readings like I do, but she would do automatic writing. And she was really into all this stuff. So it was really cool for me growing up because she would take me to psychics and yoga, and our home was very open spiritually in that. So it's always been there with me, the kind of knowing things and the experiences of it. As one of the things too, I like to put out people that I work with, and I think you and I probably talked about this a bit. My whole life, I've been fascinated. It's been my thing with spirituality, psychology, different religions of the world, Buddhism, different, you know, all the New Age stuff and all that. I've always been really drawn to this. When I have clients that come to see me and they ask, you know, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, because we all go through those times in our lives, right? One of the hints, one of the things for all of us is, what has been your passion? Looking back when you were a kid, what were you really into? Because children are open, they're present, they are pieces of God and spirit, they're pure. And those things that we love to do as kids are things that they're our soul's calling. I like to, I know, and look at it that way. So just something there, I like to share that with people when we get in those places of where we're stuck or I don't know where to go. Well, what are you passionate about? What were you passionate about when you were a kid? And there's always, that's a big clue.
Yes, I love that, because when you're a kid, anything's possible too, right? And as you get older, then you start to doubt yourself and think, oh, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know. And I think that most people say that because they don't think it's possible. Like to say, oh, I want to be, you know, a famous musician, or I want to inspire people through my writing, or paint these beautiful pictures or whatever. We start to get this self-doubt. And as children, we're so in line with that, because you ask a child what they want to do And sky's the limit, right? I want to be a pilot and an astronaut and a doctor and an artist and all these things. I love that. That's so true.
Yeah. Pure consciousness. And as you shared that too, it's so true. And because we get limited by teachers and by our family, by parents, and then we start that doubt. God knows I had tons of it. Very insecure. My teenage years and that into my 20s. Very, very insecure in that and doubted myself. And there were things that, oh, I would love to go do that. But because of that self-doubt, I wouldn't do it or I'm not good enough. Years ago, I heard this. I don't remember where I heard it, but it's so true, you know, because we say to ourselves, well, why me? Why would I become a musician? Or why would I, you know, doing psychic readings? And really, we have to look at it as why not me? Yeah. One of us is a piece of God. Each one of us is spirit. Each one of us is a soul. We come from that. That's what we are. If we can just switch that thinking around, which I know you teach a lot of, because what we think about is what we create, and we are that.
Yes. I love that. I have a lot of people that come to me to heal that are actually meant to be coaches. And they'll start to open up and finally feel comfortable or safe enough to say, hey, I want to be a coach. And don't you feel that if somebody has a desire to do something, then that is their calling? Do you feel like that?
Yeah, because it's a pull. It's a pull. Sometimes it changes through life too. You know, I've got a son, I've got grandkids now. I really wanted to be a mom. I really wanted to get married. I really wanted those things at that time in my life. I wasn't looking at doing readings or any of that, but with the desires that come up within each one of us, there's a reason for that because they come from our soul. They come from our spirit. And anything that comes from our soul and our spirit, and our soul and our spirit is different than this head. This is all the ego. We need it. You know, the logical mind, we need it. And it's nice to have a good balance between the two. But when we have those stirrings that come up within us, that keep coming up. Even with this work with me, there have been times where I've gone, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. You know, and I'll take a break. It just keeps coming up and it keeps coming up. And up like what you said, absolutely.
Wow. So, okay. I think that the question most people would want to know from you is how do you do it? Like, how do you open up those spiritual gifts and how do you become a psychic or a medium? And maybe tell people what the difference is in a psychic and a medium.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We all have these abilities. I'm not special.
You are.
We all have these abilities.
You are special.
I just learned to work with them. A lot of training has gone on with this. A lot of schooling. As you know, I started off with the mediumship. I've done a lot of courses in England at the Arthur Findlay College. And I would suggest to anybody that listens to this or that you come across that wants to really get serious and work with their abilities, the Arthur Findlay College in the UK it's the place. But tutors there, actually, a lot of them are coming to the States now. When I started developing the mediumship and that, they weren't coming over here to the States because this was back 18 years ago now. So we all have these abilities to one degree or another, because again, each one of us is spirit. That's what we are. So for me, what happened was I went through some major life changes 19 years ago. Huge life changes went on with me. My life was not on a good path prior to that. I was always really sensitive. I found myself drawn to drinking too much or doing that kind of stuff to shut the feelings off. And I find that quite common with a lot of psychics and mediums. It's not that we've all come from these blessed paths. We've had life experiences and have had to go through things like everybody else and continue to. What happened to me is I went through some major, major life changes. And all of these abilities, which I had kind of pushed down within me, they opened up, was what happened. My sensitivity became really, really, really heightened is what happened. So I started to ask myself the question at that time, well, what do you want to do with your life, Jeanette? It's up to you. And because I've always been drawn into the spirituality, into consciousness, into different philosophies of the world and everything, it's like, I want to work with these abilities that I have. So I had to do a lot of training. the way that it works, and it's like this for all of us, is the senses that we have here in the physical. I see, I can hear, I feel, I can smell, I can taste. These, all of these senses that we have here in the physical world are also connected to our soul. Okay. And so they're all on a soul level, and that's how we pick up things from other people on a psychic level. Psychic is where I tune into to you, your world, what's going on in your life. That's the psychic. The mediumship is connecting with loved ones in spirit that draw close. So there is, it's the mediumship uses those psychic faculties. That's the foundation for mediumship. What do I hear? What do I see? What do I feel? Those are all the, that's the foundation for the mediumship, but those are all psychic faculties. And what happened to me was I was working on really developing my psychic faculty. So really working with, well, at that time I was meditating like 3 hours a day. I was obsessed with all of this. I meditate, meditate, meditate. And that's how the psychic faculties really started to open up. Okay. And so I started doing intuitive and psychic readings for people. I was not looking at doing mediumship. It wasn't even on my radar. You know, I knew a little bit about it, but it wasn't what I was planning to do. It's like that saying, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, right? So the mediumship started kicking in about 2 years after I was doing the psychic intuitive readings for people. Okay. And the way that it, you asked the question of how it works. Again, it's those, it's getting in touch. It's really, this is the biggest foundation, you know, when I teach this to my students, and that is you've got to know yourself. You've got to know yourself. You've got to be aware of yourself. You've got to take care of yourself, because each one of us is the psychic instrument. We are the psychic tool. We are a piece of God. We are spirit. And within that, all those abilities are there. Just so in the beginning, really, for me, even before I started doing the psychic work and that, I wasn't, it was about really getting to know myself, developing spiritually, meditation, 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 taking care of myself, setting boundaries with people, all of that. That is the foundation for this work. So real quickly on how it works, a big piece of this is being present in the moment. A big, big piece of this and how it works is to be present and to be aware. Again, like, where am I at? What's going on with me? Where am I right now in this moment? What am I focused on? That's huge with this work. Okay. Again, that's the foundation for this. Again, those psychic faculties of what am I seeing? What am I feeling? What am I hearing? We have them on a soul level. So it's about getting out of this headspace that says, oh, you should do this and you should do that and you can't, and all that talk, and dropping it down into getting in touch with the soul and the spirit. And within that place, with that soul and spiritual place, is the place of feeling, seeing, hearing, all those psychic faculties. And then feeling yourself, an exercise I teach students is feel your spirit and soul, go into the oneness, go into the moment, go into the now. Doing the work, it's not being into a real deep, you're still very much in a very conscious place, but you're relaxed, but you open up all those senses. So you go, again, you're dropping it down out of the head, getting into the core of the soul, this is who we really are, and feeling yourself really being present in the moment, expanding into the oneness with all those senses heightened. But they're from, keep going down here, because it's within the third chakra here and the solar plex area here. This is where we have gut level intuition. You know, what's your gut say about it? It's all within that third chakra area there. And then, of course, the heart center, the heart chakra there. Then this area here is the place of where our soul resides. So within that place, too, what am I feeling from this place? What am I hearing from this place? Not from here, from this place. What am I seeing? And expanding, going into the oneness. And again, energy follows thought. Everything is energy. What's my intention? So it's really asking, because what this all started for me too, I just thought psychics and mediums it just got, you just got downloaded stuff. Well, it's really not how it works. I mean, we do get downloads in that, but it's like when I do readings for people, I set the intention. I've got so-and-so coming to see me today. I get quiet. I get present. I go into the moment, get myself present, check in. Where am I at? What's going on with me? Because I have to know the difference of what's going on with me and you.
Yeah. Interesting.
And so a big piece of it is being present and setting, and we can ask the, and you ask the question. Like if you were to come to see me, Jen, it was, what's going on with Jen? And place the oneness being expanded out with all the senses heightened. It's a hyper state. It's a very aware state. And setting the intention, all my focus would be on, if you were to come to see, my focus is on Jen. What's going on with her? And then it starts to just drop in. Feelings, might hear something, see something. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
And we all have this ability.
Well, and I know that when I meet with you, that you sometimes start feeling cold, especially I think if you're doing mediumship, right? You can start feeling like, oh, your leg is aching, or like you start to physically feel things.
That's my, it's called clairsentient. It's the feeling. And that is my number one way that I'll pick up information. I'll see things and hear things. I may smell things and all of that. Also, that's the clairsentience. And that's really strong with me. It happens to me a lot because when I'm not working, I've learned to turn it off and turn it on because it's healthy. And I don't want to be walking around picking up everybody else's stuff. But when I set myself to work, if I'm doing a reading with somebody, say your physical stuff going on with you, and then that when spirit comes close too, mm-hmm. a lot of their, like how they passed, I'll feel like the spirit comes close to me, say, and they had, you know, a heart attack. I'll feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. And it's not that they're doing it to hurt me. They're doing it to let me know who they are. Yeah. They passed from a heart attack.
Wow. That's so fascinating.
I feel their personality. You know, I'll feel who they are because they're all around us all the time.
Yeah. So I've heard before about the pineal gland and how important it is with your spiritual gifts. I don't know if this is true or not, but like that certain things will coat the pineal gland, like alcohol or different toxins or medications. Is that true? Do you know about that?
You know, it's funny. Years ago, I remember doing stuff and like focusing on my pineal gland. And they say that when you tune in psychic, they say that actually I've heard, I don't know, it's not like my big thing, the pineal gland, but I've heard it said that people that are mediumistic and psychic, it's turned a little different or something.
Oh, okay.
Like crystallized, not that there's a crystal, you know, at the top of my head. But there were times, I remember going through, you know, because do training for this, there's so many different ways to train and different exercises in that. And I remember there for a few years, actually, I would focus on my pineal gland and opening that up. Energy follows thought. Whatever I'm focusing on, I am creating. There's power in that. But going back to that, drugs and alcohol and that, as far as doing this kind of work, anything that stunts my senses, I don't drink or do drugs or any of that. I, you know, gave that up a long, long, long time ago. It stunts, it numbs those faculties which you need to do this work.
Okay, so it is true in a sense. Interesting.
No, and that, but I haven't, it's so funny you brought that up. I haven't even heard that in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm still not giving up my wine. I'm still having a little bit of wine. But that's all right.
Nothing wrong with having a glass or two of wine, you know, but if you're going to drink two bottles.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah, not a good idea.
The first thing, though, is I have like with some, because I bartended for years. I know a lot of people that are practicing alcoholics. I know a lot of people that are sober alcoholics and addicts, some of my closest friends. And what's interesting with people that have addiction is that most people that I've come across that have had problems with substance abuse, addictions, and that are extremely sensitive people. I know for myself, I partied a lot. And when I found alcohol back when I was a teenager, actually, because I was so sensitive, as a child, I always felt weird. I don't belong here. What's wrong with me? As a child, maybe I'd be in a good mood. I'd be feeling really good. And then I'd walk into a room with some people and all of a sudden I'm feeling anxiety or I'm feeling sad or I'm feeling anger. What I didn't understand, what I didn't know, was that I was picking up other people's stuff and it made me feel crazy. I'd also pick up and walk into a room and I, oh my God, I got a tumor or something's wrong with my knee or I'm going to have a heart attack. And I didn't understand that I was picking up everybody's stuff. And the day that I discovered that that's what was going on with me, my whole friggin' world changed. Because it's like, oh my God, I'm not crazy. I'm picking up your stuff and your stuff and your stuff and then their stuff.
Oh my gosh, what a sense of relief.
Oh, my whole world changed.
And for you to say that, because I'm sure there's people listening, because I also definitely feel people's energy. I've been highly intuitive my whole life. And I felt there was a time where I felt crazy, right? I felt like I was going crazy and I didn't understand energy. I didn't understand how important it is to protect yourself, who you're surrounding yourself with or what you're focusing on and all of that stuff, which is why I shout from the rooftops now how important it is our mindset and what we're focused on and who we surround ourselves with. And it's not about perfection, but I do remember feeling so miserable and so afraid in a sense, because I felt like I was crazy. So for you to say that, that's such a great message for people to hear, because there's so many people that get labeled with these different things and they're actually very spiritually gifted, right?
Yeah, there's thank God we've got medications with bipolar or schizophrenia and these things. There's a difference between being schizophrenic and hearing voices. If you ever, anybody listening to this, if you hear a voice that's telling you hurt yourself or kill yourself or go kill somebody else or anything like that, that's not spirit. Spirit is God. It's interesting now because the medical profession is more in tune with people that are intuitive in that. There's a line there. I know I've come across people where maybe they've gone through a hard time in their life. They've gotten really depressed. Maybe they've been diagnosed with being bipolar. I've come across some people where I've worked with some people too, where it's like, well, you're just really, really sensitive. Mm. I'm going to diagnose anybody ever.
Yeah. So tell us one tip that you can give us to start opening up our intuition or opening up even just something super simple to start connecting with spirit or listening to spirit.
First off, start listening to your own spirit. Mm-hmm. Listening to your own spirit before we start going off and like, oh, I'm going to bring through your spirit people for you. You've got to know your own spirit. You've got to know yourself. I mean, this year for me has been, there's been a lot of changes that have gone on this year with the coronavirus and everything that we've been going through that's made me really stop and pull back and kind of reevaluate things. And I know a lot of us in the world, the same thing is happening there with that. So first off, really knowing yourself, really paying attention to yourself. Now, for me, big thing, I had such low self-esteem as a teenager and in my 20s and that, as the young adult in that. And so there was a lot of work I did right off the, before any of this, before I started doing readings during that, it's about really self-evaluation, getting to know myself. A lot of work there with that. And forgiving myself for things that I really had no reason to be angry with myself or any of that. So really getting to know yourself, honoring ourselves. And like what you just shared, Jen, really honoring my time, who am I, and developing boundaries with people that if I get around people and I don't feel comfortable around them and toxic people, that's a sign. Whenever we get anything in our gut, and they can sound good, they can look good, I'm wonderful and all of that, and everybody loves them. But that strange feeling that we get in our gut, start listening to that. What is this telling me? What is this telling me? So really getting to know ourselves. Yeah, I'm big on meditation. And even if it's just because so many people, there are days where I've been doing this for years now. And there are days where to sit and try to sit and be quiet and meditate, it's not going to happen. After all, you got stuff going on. So going for a mindfulness walk, doing whatever we need. It's really about self-care and nurturing ourselves, bottom line. Okay. For me, meditation was huge. That's how it all really started kicking in really intensely in the beginning there, getting quiet, getting more connected, getting out of the thinking mind. This could be for so many of us in our society, it's negative and it's telling us what's wrong with you. And it's all this negative stuff. To really start paying attention. What are we thinking? What are we saying to ourselves and catching ourselves? And I know you teach this brilliantly with your clients and that, to catch it. It's like, that's not truth. Because so many of those negative thoughts that we say to ourselves, that we believe about ourselves, were things that we were taught when we were a kid that aren't even true of who we are and what we are as a piece of God, each and every one of us.
Yes.
And with that too, I know for myself, it was a big thing for me in the beginning of just, what do I need right now? Being present, being in the present moment. I love Eckhart Tolle. Abraham Hicks and the mindfulness, all that stuff is brilliant. And for me, that's been the basis. That's what I was doing in the very beginning before I started doing readings. And I still do, taking care of ourselves. We're able to turn this head off and turn all this thinking mind chatter stuff off. That opens us up to our soul and our spirit to get present in the moment. Where am I at right now? What's going on with me right now? And being present and listening. For me, from my experience, starting off on this, wanting to be more intuitive, is that. Get present. Really kind of breaking things down to you in life. Like I shared with you before, years ago, it was like, well, I could never do that. I can never do that. And I can never do that. So I wouldn't do it. And what I've learned is, you know what? I really want to do, like with doing readings and that, I would really like to do that. I'm not 20 years old. I'm not there today, but I'd like to do that. And so then it was, well, what can I do today to obtain that goal? And that doesn't go for just being intuitive or doing readings or any of that. It has to do with life, with anything that we want. What can I do today that's going to get me a step closer to that goal? Because this is all we have is right here, right now. We can get 30 things done. Other days, it's, oh, I'll make that one phone call or I'll send off an email. But still putting energy in the direction of what we want, because it's just getting it moving.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. So true. What about, this is something that's super interesting to me. So what about if you're doing a reading, you've got to get messages sometimes that you're like, no, I'm not telling them that. I don't know if I'm going to go there. Do you get messages about affairs or maybe somebody's got some sickness in their body that is really scary? Or can you even get messages on death?
I don't look for messages on death. I don't feel like it's right. I've had people, you know, come like, what are they going to, you know, it's not my place when it comes to predicting death or any of that. Now, it's funny you brought that up. I was doing a reading this week. And yeah, I'll get things sometimes like, I can't say that. I was doing a reading this last week, actually. It was a woman's son that had, from spirit, that had committed suicide. And the spirit, what he kept saying to me, it was that he was in such a better place now. And they're like, he didn't have regrets about it. And this is his mother, just her son, you know? And there's nothing that losing a child is absolutely, I just couldn't imagine. And it was a feeling that her son was giving me of being happy that he did it because he was in a better place. I'm feeling this coming in. And so I held back because it's like, I can't say to your mother that I'm happy that I'm in a better place.
Right.
What happens in doing readings and what happened the other day doing this, he kept bringing it up. And it was about the third time. And I knew if spirit keeps giving me this, because spirit's not going to give me any information for their loved one sitting in front of me that's going, they know what they're doing. They are going to bring through what they need to bring through. So about the third time of getting this feeling and hearing this young man, you know, I'm in a better place and I'm happy now. I held back from saying this to you, but I have to say this to you because he keeps bringing it up, that he's in a better place now and he's happy that he's on the other side and in spirit. That's what she needed to hear. Son had been depressed, suicidal. There had been a lot of mental issues with him. He was living in hell here, and she needed to hear that. So yeah, it does happen sometimes as far as, you know, with that. And when I get something like that, I'll usually hold off on that. And then, but if it keeps coming up two or three times, I know I have got to say this. And obviously choosing the words and choosing the way to communicate, which is going to be loving and kind, because this is all about healing. People with medical conditions and that, I always say to people, I'm not a doctor, I don't prescribe, but you know, there's something going on here. They go ask your doctor, go check with your doctor.
Yeah, I know you do that because you've done that to me before. And I did. Wow. And it was great. It's great to have that information. It's good. I know we're about out of time here, but one last question for you, my dear. Well, I actually have two questions. Number one, what is your message to the world? Like any message that you can give to people?
So my big message to the world and to everybody is be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself, nurture yourself, do what you need to do for yourself. Because when we take care of ourselves, then we can be there for other people. This is a tough time that we are all going through right now.
That's such a good message. I love it. Thank you. Okay. And then my last question for you, my dear, is how can people find you?
So I've got a website. It is parkcitypsychicmedium.com. You can find me there on my website. My name's Jeanette Smith. You can call me. My number's on my website there. Best way to get a hold of me is to text me. And again, it's all on my website.
Okay, awesome. I will say about you, because I always tell people this, I do tell people that you do have to be cautious who you go to, because I have personally seen certain psychics or mediums that have really caused some damage. And I feel so much faith in you. I have so much trust and faith in you. And I know that it's a delightful experience when people come to you because you take it really serious. And I feel like you are so loving and light. And every time I walk away from spending time with you, I feel like I've gotten some powerful information and I feel light. I feel like I've worked with light. That is a beautiful thing. You're such a gift to the world.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And a little thing on top of that for anybody listening, if you want to get a reading from a psychic medium, word of mouth. If you don't have word of mouth and you're Googling and you've got nobody that has recommended somebody, follow your gut. That gut is always right. What feels right to you. And it should be always a healing experience. This all comes from love. That's what hopefully you receive is love and healing. Because that's what it's about.
Yes, I love that. Well, thank you so much for this intriguing convo. I love spending time with you. And thank you everyone for joining us today. Start working with your intuition and loving on yourself, like Jeanette said, really this week. Start to get in tune with you and your own internal guidance system. See you next week and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.